All that was, but I do know what the mix was before. That was Masquerade by Basha. Hey, happiest of Halloween out there, Pirate Radio DXers. They got a special feature for you tonight, folks. Direct from some place where I'm sure it's illegal to live, we got a special Halloween edition of the Degrading Game. Pirated live direct from Ted Turner Subspace Satellite Number 6. So here, rebroadcasted in RBCN DX surround sound for your hauntingly adult audio enjoyment, it's the Degrading Game.
It's three horny bachelors and one dizzy broad, and you've got the slime time version of... The Degrading Game. And now here's your Degrading Game host, the man with the bean dip breath and the cauliflower ear, the greatest.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Degrading Game. We've got three oversex bachelors behind that revolving stage, and here they are. Bachelor number one travels the world over buying the finest in illegal contraband. Now you have a friend in the drug business. Meet Tom Shanker. How's it going, Tom?
It's great to see you, Greatest. It's great to see you. You know, I've been in the stone business for quite some time, as
the
you know,
business.
And I've just switched over to the rock business. It's much more lucrative.
Yes.
You know, my father told me when I was growing up, he said, Tommy, two things you'll need to know in any business. One, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and two, you can jerk the rest off. That's pretty much how I've run my business.
Bachelor number two. Very nice, Tom. Bachelor number two makes a living abusing the English language. His hobbies include bumping his gums and foaming at the mouth. Welcome, if you will, Howard Cosell. Are you ready to play, Howard?
Undoubtedly and undoubtedly, my chromosomes are standing at attention in anticipation of the ravishing beauty waiting in the wings.
Bachelor number three spends most of his time drinking, guzzling, and gulping. His hobbies are 12-packs, cases, and kegs. Say hello, if you will, to Dusty Roach. You ready to play, Dusty?
Yes, Greatest, I'm hungry. Bring out the meat.
We've kept our funky female isolated in a soundproof booth. Greg Jonesy, why don't you bring her out right now?
She spends her time shacking up with anyone that will do her any good. Her latest date was with the 5th Infantry Division at Fort McPherson. Let's give a big Degrading Game welcome to Ruby Begonia.
Woo! Well, hi, Ruby. You got your questions ready?
Yes, Greatest.
Good, then sit that revolting carcass down. Okay, Bachelor, say hello to Ruby. Bachelor number one.
How you doing, Ruby?
Bachelor number two.
Hello, Ruby.
And Bachelor number three.
Hello, Ruby.
What do you think so far, Ruby?
I think I'm gonna be sick, Greatest.
Okay, Miss Begonia, go to it.
Bachelor number one. After a swinging night on the town, would you try to take certain liberties with me?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Ruby, because, you know, I would take no more advantage of you than I would with the statue in New York.
I see. Bachelor number two, how about you?
My superior upbringing compels me to refrain from such extracurricular activity on the first date, Ruby.
Oh, rat chips.
However, if the situation arises, I could be persuaded to do some cushion pushing.
Does anybody know what that slick tongue devil says?
He said yes, Ruby. Next question.
Oh, goody. Bachelor number three, what's your idea of a perfectly romantic evening?
Well, Ruby, first I thought I'd start by taking you to the Varsity for a couple of lead burgers and a 12-pack of bug wiser to wash it down.
Oh, boy.
And then we'd go to the dumpster behind the Bughead Barbecue Barn and Flea Market for some heavy breathing.
Sounds good to me.
And after that, we'd take in a show over to the House of Flesh on Far Road.
I like him. Okay, number one, same question. What's your idea of a perfectly romantic evening?
Well, Ruby, number three doesn't impress me at all. Very local. I would wine and dine you like you've never been wined and dined before. I'll tell you. First of all, we would board my private Learjet. We would fly directly to Antwerp and Sri Lanka all in the same night, regardless of the fact that the time zones are completely different.
I see.
And we would first go to the Shriners Temple there in Antwerp, where we'd play all-night bingo and nude bowling, and it'd be incredible.
Sounds good.
We would then fly down to Sri Lanka, as I said. We would watch a striptease show on the beach, complete with camels, marsupials of your choice. It would be incredible.
Oh,
drink warm ripple wine, and of course we would conclude the night with some incredible meaningless bumpage, Ruby.
Oh, wait a minute. Forget the woman. I'll go with number one.
Hush, number three. Bachelor number two, you can't see me right now, but just from listening to my voice, describe what you think I might be looking like.
My mental picture of you, Ruby, conjures up images of tar pits and waste treatment plants. Just from hearing your voice, I envision this smelly, slimy seductress. A woman that would repulse even the most repugnant and nauseating street vagrant.
I'm not sure what he said, but I believe I have been insulted. Bachelor number three, what do you think, just by the sound of my voice, I look like?
I believe the plague sounds better than what's coming out of you.
That's the signal that it's time for you to pick one of our bachelors, Ruby. And while you think it over, you know, not everybody's going to win that dream date with Ruby Begonia. So, Greg Jonesy, tell us what our runners-up will get.
Our bachelors will receive three cases of Yo Mama's wine.
All right!
Ain't had none of Yo Mama? Well, come on, everybody else has. Yo Mama's wine makes you feel fine since 1869.
Does all right by me.
And for the guy on the go, in your face after shave. Distilled from the marsupial excretions, it brings out the animal in your date. And for those nights when all your girlfriends are doing their hair, take home our own inflatable degrading game playmate.
All right! Yeah!
Yes, Brenda is a 5'9" and ready for air-filled fun. Seven Oris is guaranteed satisfaction. Beat her, kick her, whip her, tie her up. Brenda won't mind. She's made of the finest reinforced vinyl that will not puncture. Jello and barbed wire are included. Have fun with Brenda from the folks right here at Inflatimate. All yours just for being on the degrading game. Back to you, Greatest.
Okay, Miss Begonia, your time is up. Which one of those lucky guys will be your date? Will it be Bachelor Number One, Bachelor Number Two, or Bachelor Number Three?
Oh, Greatest, I'd like to roll in the rubbish with all of them.
Just pick one, Ruby, just one.
Okay, then I'll pick Bachelor Number Two. I'll pick Bachelor Number Three.
All right, Bachelor Number Three.
Oh, no, not me, oh, no.
Ruby, what made you pick him?
Well, Greatest, when he mentioned the dumpster at the barbecue barn and flea market down there in Buckhead, it made me think of you, honey.
Well, let's meet the grimy guys that slip through your slimy mitts, Ruby. Bachelor Number One speaks with that sickening nasal tone that grates on your nerves. I know he does mine. The direct drug importer, Tom Shanker.
Oh, good God, look at this woman, would you? She makes blindness seem like something to look forward to.
You know, honey, we could have had a good time, you sticky smuggler.
Bachelor Number Two makes Tom Shanker sound like Luciano Pavarotti. His polluting orifice is known worldwide. Meet Howard Cosell.
Tough luck, fungus face.
On the contrary, Ruby, after getting up close and personal with you, I consider this an extremely fortunate turn of events.
Well, thanks for being on the degrading game, guys, and better luck next time. Miss Begonia, it's time to meet your date.
Oh, boy!
He's a convicted sexual offender with a long history of drug and alcohol abuse. He says he won't quit until he cops a buzz. Meet your degrading game date for tonight. Dusty Rhodes!
Oh, no!
Dusty, come on out here and meet Ruby.
I don't want to come out now. Oh, Greatest, you mean I want a date with that, please?
That's right.
Greatest, I'd rather lick Herschel Walker's armpits than go on a date with her.
It's too late.
Shut up, you nappy head, and hug my neck.
Well, listen.
Yes?
Jonesy?
Please, Greatest, get me out of this somehow.
Jonesy, tell them where they're going to go for their fabulous date.
Yes, Miss Begonia, you and your date will be whisked away via Ramblin' Wreck Limousine Service and will enjoy elegant dining at the Far Road Hash Palace Crab Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Where you won't need to chew your food because it slides right down.
Oh, thank God.
From there, you will be taken to the Marbleton Mobile Home Park, where we have reserved a double wide assumed name.
No! Oh, thank God, an assumed name.
But try to get some sleep because the next morning, you and your date will take off to...
Where?
The Fleegy Island!
Oh, please, greatest, no!
That's right, Ruby. You and Dusty will board the Titanic 2 and land in the Fleegy Islands. Accommodations provided by the Berry Berry Biltmore Motor Lodge. One wonderful weekend of sun, sand, and syphilis. All yours from... The Degrading Game.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's...
Please, Greatest, get me out of this.
Well, Ruby, how do you feel, baby?
Oh, goodness, Greatest. All this excitement is giving me a headache.
Oh, Ruby, baby, I got some Tylenol, 3 capsules over here. Greatest, please, get me out. There ain't no way I can go out on a date with that blister bag.
Oh, well, Dusty, the limousine's got a wet bar.
A wet bar? Good God, that woman looks better and better by the moment.
All right. For tickets to the Degrading Game, send name, age, and sexual preference to Maltchop Menu, and we'll see you next time on the Degrading Game. Ruby, Dusty, let's open up and throw a big French kiss to everybody.
Man, that was a...